Hello, my Audioboo friends. It's February 13th. This is my February 11 entry. Topic today is, if you could change something about the internet, what would it be? I would definitely try to remove all pornography from the internet and put it on its own system, its own internet, if you want. That way, you know, what consenting adults want to look at, that's their problem. But it's basically to protect our children from viewing this stuff and also becoming victims of it, especially with abusers and that, and what do they call them? Right now the word escapes me. Whatever, you know, internet vultures, as I like to call them. That's the main thing. Now, the Internet Authority, if there's such a beast, created a domain name called, I think it was .xxx or something, and it's basically to try to stem, I think, the flow of pornography. And ideally what would be great is if all internet service providers around the globe got together and decided to create sort of a commission and an agreement, make an agreement that you have to jump through hoops to get access to the .xxx. That doesn't mean that it's not available, and it doesn't mean necessarily that it wouldn't be available for free. Again, what consenting adults want to do is their business. You know, I don't necessarily have anything against pornography. It has, I guess, its place in society for whatever reason, and it is part of our society. It's not anything, you know. It's the second oldest profession in the world after motherhood, right? Actually, that's prostitution, but prostitution has nothing to do with pornography. But I was just trying to make a parallel that it's very, very old. It's been around for a long, long time. And it's not going away anytime soon. So, in lieu of that, how about we protect our kids? And we protect, perhaps, people in society that don't want to see this stuff. They don't want it prevalent. They don't want it in your face. There's so many, you know, a lot of my clients, they call me and say, oh my God, I can't believe what's happening. I mean, I open up a window and all this porn pops up, and it's like, okay, well, you've been infected. Either A, you went to a site to begin with, or you downloaded some software that, you know, was pirated software that was hacked, and this thing was introduced into it, or something of that ilk. You know, most people that just surf the net and check their email and go to Facebook and do the regular things without doing anything a little bit, you know, out of bounds, to use a skiing term, are fine. But the minute you venture out there, bang, you're going to get hit with something. And oftentimes it's those pop-up porn things. So anyway, so that's the main thing I would change about the internet, is how easily accessible pornography is. And I would make it that it wouldn't be as accessible. And so it would be more difficult for minors to go and look at it, or even accidentally see it. That's one of my big things about, even at home with the internet and my daughter, I'm always monitoring, you know, where she goes and asking her, you know, what she's looking at and what sites does she go to. She likes to play a lot of these flash-based games. And she goes to two major sites, which right now I can't remember, but both of them seem to be okay. They seem to be pretty clean. There was a few little ads that popped up that I told her never to click on because they're known to contain nagware, really, more than anything else, or adware. But other than that, you know, she's, you know, stays there. I mean, sometimes she'll go into YouTube, and some things in YouTube are very questionable. Not to the nudity level, but just what they portray. I mean, even music videos, let's face it. Some of them are borderline soft porn. So, you know, I'm looking at this stuff and going, well, you know, I can't hide her from everything. And the best I can do is if something pops up, is not be shocked, and just be prepared to talk about it. Intelligently, calmly, and hopefully it'll induce in her that it's nothing to be shocked about. It's just something that's out there in society. But that, of course, gets pushed to a whole different level when you're talking about actual hardcore stuff that, God forbid, my daughter should ever fall upon it without anybody around, and she would be... And not tell us. That would be my biggest worry. So, you know, not telling us would mean it would be harboring in her head. And God knows what that would do to her. So, anyway. So, this topic, I went a little bit off topic here. But that's what I would do. That's the major thing I would change on the internet. Everything else, it's fine. Yeah, there's a lot of ads and junk, but, you know, that's all right. You know, it's going to be there anyway. I mean, if it's not ads on TV, it's going to be ads. You're going to have advertising everywhere. It's the way business is run today. So, and people make a lot of money from advertising. That's it. Okay. I'm sorry if I seem a little bit discombobulated this morning. I'm driving and my iPhone's acting up, and here's a red light. Yeah, my iPhone's acting up, and it's I'm pushing the button and it's not waking up again, so I couldn't tell how much time I had left. So, okay, I'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening.